Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Mash Debaters. My name is DeAndre Robertson.
Hey, guys. It's your girl Cam back with another episode. Hopefully, you guys can hear me. I never trust my AirPods, even though Dre begs me to use them.
They do sound better.
And yeah. Okay, noted. Okay. All right. See, Dwayne, I believe.
Yo, this is your boy CJ, a.k.a. Amy Schumer's trainer.
So you mean you're not she's funny, not funny. Either, or she's not funny. Welcome back. We had a week off. The boys went to go play with their poker chips, and now they're back. So it's good to not actually see any of you viewers, because I have no idea how many people are going to view and or download, listen to, and make fun of the way that I talk. I can't wait for those comments.
Oh. Hi, thanks for having me back. I'm excited.
All right. So, again, we have Amanda from the Sippers podcast on for today and tomorrow. Amanda, again, can you tell us about your podcast and where we can find it?
Yes. So, the Sip List is a top five podcast, and we talk about everything, mostly movies, music, books. You can find it everywhere you get your podcast stuff, and Facebook, Twitter, and all that. Jazz. This is my second podcast recording today, so I'm hoping I'm going to be good. And then tomorrow I should be re-energized because it's my last day at my job, so I'll be partying tomorrow night.
Welcome to Master Bitters, home of community debates. We debate the most likely topics, just like the one bracket we have today. A couple of announcements. First things first, thank you, Amanda, for coming on. She'll be here tomorrow as well with me, Dwayne, and Jeremy from the Bracket Bastards podcast, where we'll be finally be recording the top 100 superhero movies bracket. So that should be fun. We are going to have a little bit of all three podcasts with our Masturbators, Bracket Bastards, and the Sip List. So I hope everybody come out and watch or listen. And it'll be super edited when I edit and put it on YouTube. So watch out for that as well. Next is the People's Choice Awards. People's Choice Awards come out 12 a.m. today. I will be sending everybody the link so you can vote for us. Please and thank you. And yes, I won't send it to Cam because Cam doesn't want me to send it to her. Even though I might forget this because I'm high and I might forget the sense anyway. So it's what it is.
I mean, I'm voting for myself. Come on.
All right.
Well, I mean, like, my thing is, like, I'm going to vote for us, but it's like he'll send it to me on multiple platforms.
I will.
You get it like six times.
You're going to get like seven times. All right. So the three categories we are in is best comedy, best black host, and best overall podcast. So please, again, once you get the link, please vote for us. We'll really, really appreciate it, okay? With that being said, there's not a lot for introductions. There's not an introduction. We're just going to get right into it. Today is our bracket. This is probably going to be our last bracket for this show, though. For this show. Now, we're probably going to move the brackets over to the brackets, Master Race Presented Brackets. Once a month, but this will probably be the last bracket that we do here.
Yeah. So does that mean I'm off once a month now?
No. No.
We're probably
going to
record brackets on Fridays.
Yes, on Fridays. Love you, Cam. All right, but since this is a comedian debate podcast, this bracket is the top 40 comedians. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to vote. Well, if we need to have a tiebreaker, smell with a tiebreaker, we'll vote one at a time and we're going to go round robin style until there's a winner. We have 37 brackets that people sent in for.
Dang.
Yeah, that people sent in for this. So whether you're watching or you're listening, thank you for sending it in. May the best person win, because whoever got the most likely how we voted will get a $25 gift card to Amazon or Uber Eats. Without further ado, we're going to do the play-in games. Now, this is top 40 comedians. This is not top 40 stand-ups. This is not top 40 TV shows where they were in. The overall funny person, okay?
Total body of work, huh?
Okay. Total body of work.
Top 40 comedians. Had to clarify that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I'm going to go first. We got Tina Fey, number 25, Tina Fey, versus number 33, Margaret Cho. First things first, Margaret is a fucking funny stand-up. Hilarious stand-up. Tina doesn't have a stand-up. I tried to watch it. I didn't see one, me personally. But everything else Tina does, fucking amazing. From acting, writing, producing. She produced a book with Kimmy Schmidt. Like so she produced Dirty Rock. So my vote is for Tina Fey. All
right. Yeah, I think Tina Fey does more like sketch comedy and writing mm-hmm. and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, your vote.
I echo everything you said. I also have Tina Fey, just for, like you said, her entire body of work. Margaret Cho is like the real like first female stand-up comedian I ever remember being super into. So I really love her, but yeah, Tina's a genius.
What's up, Day Day?
All right. Cam?
Tina Fey.
All right. Amanda, we got number 27, Lee Evans, versus number 35, Will Ferrell.
I have Will Ferrell. He's goofy as shit, but I'm here for it.
All right. Cam?
Will Ferrell.
CJ?
Will Ferrell, not into Lee Evans that much.
Cam, number 29, Steve Martin. Or number 37, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
CJ?
Yeah, I gotta go Jim Carrey.
Dwayne?
Steve Martin for me.
Jim Carrey wins, but don't get me wrong. Steve Martin is hilarious. He is. Steve Martin, but Jim Carrey,
Really depends, I think, on what era of comedy you got started with, whether you like Steve Martin or Jim Carrey, because they're both phenomenal.
CJ, number 31, Joe Coy, or number 39, Hannibal Buress.
Ooh, why you gotta give me this one? yeah. That's a tough one where I gotta go with my boy Hannibal Buress.
Dwayne.
Joseph. I gotta go Joe Coy. Joe Coy is amazing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Hannibal Buress. Hannibal Buress is underrated like a motherfucker. The one thing I don't like about Hannibal Buress, I like but I don't like, is that he outed out Bill Cosby. But then I hated it because Bill Cosby was a hero of mine. So it's like, however, besides that, he's fucking hilarious. So Hannibal Buress definitely gets it. For me. Amanda?
I had Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress win. Dwayne, Bo Burnham or Andrew Schultz?
So when I opened up this bracket, I legitimately went, who's Andrew Schultz? And then I did a little bit of Googling around and I'm like, who's Andrew Schultz? what in the one for me. I don't dislike Bo Burnham, but I also don't like Bo Burnham either. I'm sort of just meh for him. So Bo Burnham, because I still don't know who Andrew Schultz is.
All right, Amanda.
I also had to Google Andrew Schultz. I like Bo Burnham, so that's who I went with.
All right, Cam. Oh, no, sorry. It's on me. Sorry. I actually going to go with Andrew Schultz. Andrew, listen. Okay. First of all, I'm not going to lie to you. It was a topic. It was like an eight-way tie for the number 40 spot. And I'm not going to lie. My cousin Chris.
Eight-way tie.
Yeah, it was eight-way tie. It was because of the votes. And my cousin Chris.
A nine-way tie, could it?
My cousin Chris won Andrew Schultz. So I did this for him. Happy birthday. However, though. I don't expect Andrew Schultz to win this. I don't expect Andrew Schultz to win this at all, but I'm going to go vote for him. So Andrew Schultz gets my vote. All right, Cam's on you.
So apparently no one has seen Andrew Schultz before me, mm-hmm. Or except me. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, I had to Google both of them because I really suck with names and I really, really suck with people's names who don't matter. And neither of them really matter in my life. But in general, I know I've seen Andrew Schultz more, so I voted for him.
Honestly, right now, I feel like Slick loved, though, because Cam remembers my name.
Yes. All right, CJ, you get the first tiebreaker. Bo Burnham or Andrew Schultz?
Oh, yeah.
This up. Oh, wait, you can't.
Sorry, bro, wait. I don't know who the fuck Andrew Schultz is. I'm going with Bo Burnham.
All right, Bo Burnham wins. All right, it's on me. Martin Lawrence or Norm Macdonald? First thing first, rest in peace to Norm Macdonald. I want to say that right now. Rest in peace to Norm Macdonald. However, his comedy is trash.
But it's not.
It's 100%
wow.
Trash. It's 100%. Listen. We are on the record. This is Cam saying it, but I agree with this. We are on record. Well, the show's on record saying that we don't give participation trophies to people that passed away. So I feel bad that he's gone. But I'm not going to lie, and just because he's going to say that his comedy was good. His stand-ups are fucking horrible. They are. All right? So I'm, for by default, I'm going Martin Lawrence. Amanda's on you.
I mean, I love them both, and I love Martin as an actor, and you know, his comedic timing is awesome, but Norm Macdonald is fucking funny, or was. And if you grew up in that era of SNL, and especially watching him getting fired for saying, you know, basically fuck it on air, like that was legit. Like I remember watching that live, and it's a weird kind of humor that he had that's not so much would be relevant today, but I thought he was hilarious. I went with Norm.
All right, Cam.
So Norm's definitely funny. I don't think I agree with. Dang, I said I wasn't going to do this. Martin is my answer.
No, you got to do it. I want to hear it.
I tend to get long-winded, but I'm not trash him. Like, it's not that Norm wasn't funny. It's just, I feel like you kind of had to set up a funny situation for Norm and he would like knock it out the park. I just feel like Martin could walk up to you and roast you immediately and bring you to tears in two lines. And so I picked Martin for that, but not because Norm wasn't funny.
All right, CJ.
All right. Norm was good in movies, and he's good writing and sketch comedy. But his stand-up is garbage. His stand-up is garbage. He can't roast for shit. No, fucking not. I'm going Martin.
Amanda, number 28, Billy Connolly. Question number 36, Patrice O'Neill.
I have Patrice O'Neill. Billy Connolly, I didn't know as much about, and I didn't do a lot of research, but Patrice O'Neill I know and appreciate, so that's who I went with.
All right, Cam.
Shoot, I'm sorry, I zoned out for half a second. We're on Billy and Patrice, right?
Yeah.
In this moment, like being that I'm trying to be quiet and not talk so much, I'm like finding stuff to like distract myself with, and so I really actually succeeded and fucked up. Anyway, I'm going with Patrice.
All right, CJ.
All right. First off, who made the bracket? Because they butchered the fuck out of Patrice's name. I'm going with.
Wait till we get to Bernie Mac.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who did this. All right, listen.
I think his name Ron DeAndre.
No, I actually didn't do it. I actually didn't do this bracket. I never did this bracket. Anyway, listen, you know who it is, all right? Listen, all right. So that's 3-0. Cam, Don Rickles or Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett.
CJ.
Yeah, I gotta go with Carol Burnett.
Really?
All right, Dwayne.
Don Rickles. I that dude was the king of offensive jokes, and those are the ones that I find the most entertaining. I mean, I like it when comedians make it uncomfortably funny.
So Dwayne is right. Don Rickles was hilarious and offensive in himself. And offensively hilarious. However, Carol Burnett overall is a better better comedian to me overall, even with her show. So I have to go with Carol Burnett. So Carol Burnett wins. CJ, Dave Chappelle or Tina Fey? Sorry. This is the first round as well. This is technically the first round. So Dave Chappelle or Tina Fey?
Yeah, I'm going with Dave Chappelle.
Dwayne.
You don't even have to ask.
I do. For people that's listening.
Number one. Number one wins here.
Okay. So yeah. Emily's watching this, and she knows how I feel. If Tina Fey ever give me a chance, I'm breaking the back out of Tina Fey. Like that's so true. That's so true. All right.
Tina Fey is your choice.
Put her glasses on.
Hey, she is beautiful.
No.
Tina Fey is one of my top.
You ain't got to explain it.
No, that's how I feel about Alicia Keys.
Interesting. It's not that I don't think she's attractive or just worthy of the choice. It's just very interesting.
I do. Listen.
She's so intelligent.
And she's funny.
She is. I am attracted to intelligence. I'm very much like one of those people.
I am attracted to comedy and Tina Fey comedy wise.
Well, I have 3 college degrees.
Her saying bitches get stuff done. That's one of my favorite things ever.
However, though, but there's no way in hell I'm picking Tina Fey with Dave Chappelle. That's not fucking happening. So Dave wins. Do anyone have anybody else?
No, nobody did from the start. It was number one the whole way. I don't even know why we was talking about
really
that.
I would really like to know if anyone did that, like, at all. Because
actually,
I think we should talk.
I am not going to say who it was because I don't know who they are. But two of the brackets had Tina Fey beating Dave Chappelle.
Two had been
Tina Fey winning and one had Margaret Cho winning.
Huh. The entire thing.
You should reach out to them.
Beating Dave Chappelle. Beating Dave Chappelle.
I think you should reach out to them. That might have been a sign for help. They
may have actually been kidnapped.
All right.
Yeah, you can help.
All right, Dwayne. Mitch Hedberg or Chris Rock?
God dang it. Like, it's total body of work. If it was just stand-up, then I would take Mitch Hedberg because Mitch Hedberg's stand-up is mint. If that's the brand that you like. Like, if you like little one-liners that don't make sense and it doesn't have to have continuity, Mitch Hedberg's your dude. but total body of work, Chris Rock has just done more work because Chris Rock isn't dead. I'm gonna go with Chris Rock here.
So I also think that Mitch Hedberg is hilarious stand up wise. I got the chance to listen to him on YouTube, doing my research. But Dwayne is right, full body of work. And I also think that Chris Rock's stand up is better than Mitch Hedberg as well, because there's not a lot of stand up specials that's beating bigger black and uncut. So I'm going Chris Rock.
Sometimes I have a problem with Chris Rock voice when he gets that high pitched Chris Rock thing, and there's a time and a place for it, but he does overuse it.
All right, Amanda.
That's true. Chris Rock has one of my favorite jokes I've ever seen in stand up because it's funny, but it's also relevant. When he makes jokes about gun control, and he talks about give everybody a gun, but charge like $1,000 per bullet. People won't be wasting their bullets out here because they paid all that money. So Chris Rock, I mean, I love him. I definitely love him. You know, I sing that Afro Circus song in my head at least once a day. So they're both great, but yeah, it's Chris Rock.
All right, Chris Rock wins. All right, it's on me. Jeff Foxworthy versus Ellen DeGeneres. People gonna hate me for this. but I'm going Ellen. I'm going to Ellen. Listen, Ellen's underrated funny to me. Like, she's underrated funny. I know people hate Ellen, and I know she's an asshole to her workers. but Ellen's hilarious. Ellen's hilarious. So I'm gonna go with Ellen DeGeneres for this one. Amanda's on you.
I went with Jeff Foxworthy. Because they're both hilarious. I love Ellen's comedy, but you know, I grew up in the South, and the you might be a redneck jokes, they have all fucking applied to some member of my family at some time. So it's pretty funny. And I like this show.
All right, Amanda. Me, Kim. Sorry.
So Right. I said I wasn't going to do it. Sorry.
Go ahead. Do it.
Do it. No, talk no, about the thing.
We'll be here talk forever. Talk to me, Cam.
Is this because I talked too much last time I was on? Because I think you should talk more than me.
No, I genuinely rewatched certain videos and I'm just like, you're doing too much. Now, granted, I may have been high, but that's neither here nor there. And so I'm just trying to do better and not make me like all. Some of these, they will go like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And I'd be like, it definitely was my fault. And so I'm just trying to be better about that. But yeah, it's, I picked Jeff because Ellen, I feel like, is more trying to be funny and not genuinely funny. So, yeah.
All right, CJ.
I go with Jeff Foxworthy. I think he's way funnier than
Amanda, Will Ferrell or Robin Williams?
I mean, come on. I love Will Ferrell. Some of his stuff. If you guys have not seen The Landlord, go watch it. It's like a YouTube video. It's like maybe 5 or 6 minutes long. It is one of the funniest things you'll ever see. But it's Robin Williams. I mean, the guy was a comedic genius. He was a little unhinged, but everything he touched turned to gold, and he was just hilarious. So yeah, it's Robin Williams.
Cam.
Robin Williams.
CJ.
I love some Will Ferrell, but he's hit or miss. Either his shit is fucking hilarious or is straight trash. But Robin, the man, he's like legitimate, like good, like every time. So I gotta go with Robin.
Kevin Hart or Jim Carrey?
Okay, so I struggled with this because like Jim Carrey just like low-key gave up comedy, and I understand why, you know, humanity sucks. And Kevin Hart just ran it into the ground. So it's kind of just like, I really don't.
With his little tiny short legs.
He just kept going, and he just more started writing like the whole voice thing he does. Just because you shout saying something in a high-pitched voice doesn't make it funny.
Chris Rock.
Well, when you said that, I didn't disagree with the whole high-pitched voice thing, but at least some of the jokes are funny. And so I struggled with this one a lot. But I'm going to go with Jim Carrey. And I hope I don't lose my black card for that.
Okay. CJ.
I agree with most of what Kev said, but I gotta go Kevin Hart.
Okay. Dwayne.
Kevin Hart's not tall enough to ride this ride, Jim Carrey.
So, if Cam loses her black card, I'm losing my black card as well, because Jim Carrey's the winner and goes to the next round. Jim Carrey's, I don't give a damn what nobody says, Jim Carrey's overall funnier than Kevin Hart. I mean, it is what it is. Listen, the first three stand-ups that Kevin Hart has, I keep telling people, was fucking hilarious. The bullshit that came afterwards was trash.
His wife wrote that, though.
The good for his exactly. wife. I do not.
Except for his last one. His last
I,
one. His last
I
want
to say disagree,
garbage.
But like
I like the other ones.
His first beginning stand-ups, you can tell, like even if you listen to the way she talks. Mm-hmm. But it, you can tell, like, that's her in those jokes. Like, I don't know if she specifically wrote them. I don't know if he based it off of, like, I don't know if she helped him. But you can see a stark difference. And it's just, like, there's no way to say that she had no participation in it. She definitely was the reason he was so funny when he started.
Yeah, so then, well, good for her, because those three was hilarious. Whoever came afterwards was not. And then his movies, listen, if anybody tells me that Kevin Hart movies is funny than Jim Carrey movies, especially in the 90s, they're fucking lying. So
he was funny in Jumanji, but it wasn't much.
I see Jumanji.
It was
and
well
raised,
written.
And raised Ace Ventura when nature calls.
No, I'm voted for Jim Carrey. You ain't got
That detective was way better.
Over Jumanji? Yes, I'm going to get your calls. CJ, Tiffany Haddish or Paul Mooney?
Why do you give me these fucked up ass ones? Yeah, for full body of work, I have to go with Paul Mooney. Tiffany Haddish is definitely hilarious, but Paul Mooney's full body of work that kills it.
Dwayne?
Just Paul Mooney's additions to Chappelle's Show are funnier than everything Tiffany Haddish ever did. Mm.
So I agree with CJ, and Paul Mooney wins, but I agree with CJ that Paul Mooney's overall body of work is funnier than Tiffany Haddish.
She's funny, but
because she is funny. Yeah, she is funny as hell. But Paul Mooney is Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney wrote for three people on here. Actually, four people on here. Like he wrote their jokes. Mm-hmm. So Paul Mooney. And again, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, stand up of all time is Jesus is Black and so is Cleopatra. That shit is fucking hilarious. That shit is so great. That's so great. Yeah. So Paul Mooney, Dwayne, Bill Hicks or Fluffy.
So Bill Hicks is funny, but Bill Hicks' career kind of tried to mirror. He was like a less successful version of like Chris Farley, right? Like born, you know, kind of in the middle of nowhere, turns around, dies young, you know, funny guy, but nowhere on the level of a Chris Farley. He's great value, Chris Farley, right? Gabriel Iglesias is fucking hilarious. He doesn't have to do anything else because his stand-up is so good. So, no disrespect to Bill Hicks because he is funny, but Fluffy is funnier.
All right, it's on me. First things first, rest in peace to Bill Hicks. Rest in peace to Bill Hicks. I need to say that before I say this. Bill Hicks is not funny. I will say right now. However, Fluffy is fucking trash. Fluffy is goddamn trash. I keep telling everybody that this motherfucker is this is horrible. He is fucking horrible. Listen, if I could change anybody on this fucking list to for anybody else, it would be Fluffy. Fluffy is got horrible, horrible. And this is me seeing him on TV, and I saw him live in Temple University. He is fucking horrible. So Bill Hicks wins by default. All right, Bill Hicks wins by default. All right, so all right. Bill Hicks is not funny to me.
How do you really feel?
I'm going to say it. Bill Hicks is not funny to me. I've seen this coming.
You're in the same Fluffy spot sucks. I am with Alan.
Fluffy fucking sucks. So there you go. So Amanda's on you. Bill Hicks or Fluffy?
You know, I don't really care for either one of them, so I picked Fluffy.
Cam.
Fluffy
wins. Bullshit.
And you mad.
I'm mad as fuck right now. All right, it's on me. Hannibal Buress versus Eddie Murphy. There's no way. Listen, I love Hannibal Buress. Okay, I said it right now. Actually, Hannibal Buress is my top 700 comedians of all time, stand-up wise. He is. Eddie Murphy is in my top five. So I can't. Yeah. Yeah, listen, I can't go against Eddie Murphy. I'm sorry for Hannibal, but he's nowhere near. And full body of work. Come to America, my favorite movie of all time. And then Harlem Nights is my third favorite movie of all time. So Eddie Murphy went for me. Amanda?
Eddie Murphy. Yeah, nothing needs to be said.
Cam?
Eddie Murphy.
Amanda? Bo Burnham? Birmingham, sorry. And or George Carlin?
It's George Carlin. I mean, he is one of the funniest people. And he's so right about so many things, and he's unapologetically just an asshole and hilarious about it. So, and he's a good actor, I think, too, besides his stand-up. So, George Carlin.
Cam?
Wait, you lost me again. It's one of those things. Sorry.
32 versus 4. Other side
of my bracket?
Yeah, Bo Burnham.
See, scroll.
Bottom right hand side of your bracket.
Okay. Oh no, George Carlin.
All right.
I just have to scroll because I actually filled this bracket out.
So Cam picked George Carlin. CJ, it's on you.
George Carlin. Yeah, it's not even a choice.
Cam, Amy Schumer or Lenny Bruce?
Okay, so in my defense, I filled this bracket out. And I was very proud of myself because I finished this one. I usually don't.
Yeah.
However, this spot was really easy because you could have put a piece of paper against Amy Schumer, and I was going to pick the piece of paper.
Yeah.
So it's Lenny Bruce by default. Like.
All right, CJ. All
right. I'm probably the only one here who thinks Amy Schumer's funny. I think she's funny.
But, she's funny, but that's on everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's not
like Amy
Schumer.
All right,
CJ, you pick Lenny?
I pick Lenny Bruce.
All right. So Lenny Bruce wins. CJ,
yes.
Jerry Seinfeld or Red Fox?
Red Fox. Fuck Jerry.
Good. All right. Dwayne.
Seinfeld, corny shit.
Jerry Seinfeld has his funny moments. I mean, there's some one-liners from the Seinfeld show that I like, but I don't think I've ever actually sat down and watched more than about half of an episode of Seinfeld and just fell asleep. I mean, it's just not funny. Red Fox was hilarious before, you know, Sanford and Son, because, you know, let's face it, that's what most white people know Red Fox for. when he was young... Like
man,
when he was young,
all of our time. Come on.
His work before Sanford and Son was phenomenal. He was a Hall of Fame, you know, Mount Rushmore of comedy kind of guy long before Sanford and Son was ever even written.
All right, it's on me. I mean, I was going on Red Fox. So Jerry's stand-ups sometimes are hit and miss. I can laugh at some things and then something just boring as shit. Red Fox stand-ups are just fucking golden. Just golden. And then you want to compare Sanford and Sons to to Seinfeld? Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Oh, hell so
Red Fox wins. Dwayne, Cat Williams or Martin Lawrence?
This is really hard for me because Cat Williams is probably in my top five stand up. I mean, his delivery for stand up is amazing. But we're a whole body of work, right? Like that's, I have to take that into account. Martin Lawrence is funny even in scenes that aren't necessarily meant or written to be funny. And I mean, I got to pick Martin Lawrence here.
All right. It's on me. I'm going Martin as well. Full body of work counts for something. And stand-up wise, I mean, Martin Lawrence stand-up, Run Tell That, and all that kind of good stuff, yo, it's hilarious.
It's good.
And don't forget about Def Comedy Jam. He hosted Def Comedy Jam as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Martin Lawrence. Amanda.
I am also going with Martin for all the same reasons you guys just said.
Amanda. Patrice O'Neal. Or Barney Mac.
Barney.
Brand or comedian.
Barney Mac. And Batiri.
I have Barney. R.I.P.
To them both, actually.
I really liked the Barney Mac show, and I hadn't seen a lot of his stand-up, but just from the Ocean's 11 movies, which I thought he was great in, and then the show I really enjoyed. So, yeah.
Cam?
It's Bernie all day.
All right.
I agree. It's Bernie.
Mr. 3000.
Mr. 3000 wins. All right, Cam. Mm-hmm. Wanda Sykes or Bill Burr?
Wanda Sykes.
CJ.
I'm going Bill Burr.
Dwayne.
There's things I like and don't like about both. I think they both get a little bit too political opinion-y in all their deliveries of things. I think I just like Bill Burr just a little bit better.
All right. I'm going Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes' stand-up, I think, is far better than Bill Burr's. And her, I mean, you can't really, I don't really remember a starring role for Wanda Sykes also Bill Burr at that matter, but supporting role, because her new show Mike Epps on Netflix is fucking hilarious, and Pootie Tang is horrible, but she was funny as shit. Pootie Tang. So
you said
I have a theory
horrible.
About why
Pootie Tang was so bad that was good.
I like it.
Pootie Tang was so bad that was good. All right. So okay. Yeah. So I'm going one aside. So Amanda, you get the.
So
many. You get the tiebreaker.
All the movies and stand up and everything, but also. Yeah, her supporting roles are always supporting roles, but oh my God, in Bad Moms Christmas, as the therapist, when she is talking to Kristen Bell and her mom, it's one of the truest things I have ever heard in my life, and I laughed my ass off when this chick is like, what's wrong with my mom? And she goes through this whole spiel, and she's like, and now you're here asking me what's wrong, and the answer is you. You, motherfucker, you're the one that fucked her shit up, so be nice to your mom. It's one of the best, like, just, like, little clips of comedy ever, but also, I adore her. So, yeah, Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes wins.
If you guys haven't seen Bad Moms Christmas, just Google that part, because it's freaking hilarious, especially if you have kids.
All right. CJ. CJ. Rodney Dangerfield or Sammy Kinson?
All right. Yeah, that's what I had a problem with this. All right. It took me a while to realize that, yeah, Sammy Kinson is actually Sam Kinison. It took me forever to fucking, like, figure that shit out. That's horrible. But out of the two, I have to go with Rodney Dangerfield. I think, I don't think Sam Kinison has actually had a starring role in anything, has he?
No,
not really.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, you have to go Rodney Dangerfield.
All right, Dwayne.
Rodney Dangerfield. Sam Kinison's kind of a one-trick pony.
Rodney Dangerfield wins. Rodney Dangerfield in Little Nicky was fucking hilarious. it was fucking great. All right, so Roger Dangerfield wins. Dwayne. Richard Pryor
or Richard Carol Pryor?
Whoa.
So Dwayne picked Richard Pryor.
Not pick Richard Pryor?
I'm going with Carol Burnett.
What? Shut the fuck up. You are not.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not. No, no, I'm not. I want to see your fucking faces.
You go ahead and put your card in the mailbox in my house.
Listen. I just want to see
that your faces. Might have had me more shook than when Dwayne said that Ice Cube wasn't good in Boys in the Hood.
Oh my God, you're gonna bring that up too.
No, yeah.
Oh no.
I forgot about that.
Well, I'm gonna buy you a plunger because you like bringing up old shit.
I'm gonna punch you in the face for saying that if I ever see you in person.
All right. So I'm making sure it's free. Did anybody pick Carol Burnett over Richard Pryor?
No.
It's Richard Pryor.
None of the brackets did either, I'm sure.
All right. Yeah. It's on me. It's next round is Dave Chappelle versus Chris Rock.
Ooh.
So I love Chris Rock. Even post slap, I love Chris Rock. But Dave Chappelle was fucking Dave Chappelle.
Post reenactment,
don't matter, it's still a slap. Fake or not fake, still a slap. So I'm picking Dave Chappelle. Amanda,
Dave Chappelle.
Cam,
both people had someone run up on them, only one of them did something about it in the moment. And that's Dave Chappelle. Thank you, Dwayne.
All right, Amanda. Jeff Foxworthy.
Did anyone not pick Robin Williams?
Exactly. No, Robin Williams.
Just sweep it. Let's go.
Next round.
I gotta ask Kim. Kim.
You ain't gotta ask
Kim. If you pick Jeff Foxworthy, you're fired.
You're picking fucking redneck jokes over Robin Williams. You ain't got to ask. Something wrong.
Yeah. All right. So Kim's on you. Jim Carrey or Paul Mooney?
So I thought this was going to be harder for me. And again, I will likely lose my black card here. But this is where Paul Mooney lost for me. Is that horrible?
Yeah, damn right it is. Listen,
because like it was hard to explain, but like you writing for other people could only go so far. And yes, you are funny, but like Jim Carrey literally made me want to go act a fool. Like Jim Carrey inspired me to. I too want to be a jackass. Like I'm sorry. It's okay. I'll put myself in the corner. It's fine.
All right.
You dare. You say it proudly.
CJ's on you.
Yeah, I'm going with Paul Mooney, but it definitely wasn't easy. I agree with Cam on a lot of things. This was not an easy one. But I'm going with Paul Mooney.
All right, Dwayne.
Did you know that's a fire hazard?
So that's going to Jim Carrey.
Love me some Jim Carrey.
So,
I also love Paul Mooney, but I gotta pick Jim Carrey.
So CJ and Cam, well, Cam and CJ is right. It's not as far as people think it is. Well, and I love Jim Carrey. I do. And I'm not gonna lie, if Jim Carrey does win, I'm okay with that. However, Paul Mooney did write for people that's 1, 2, and 5 right now on this list. All right. And made them gold. And made them gold. Plus, he has his own shit. And then even in movies, he was funny. Because, what's that shit called? With the Army movie. In the Army Now. He was fucking, in the Army Now, he was fucking hilarious. So,
I didn't know that.
He was like the only thing that was actually funny in that Pauly Shore
trilogy. I think that movie is funny.
He said, are you gay? Kiss him. So I'm going Paul Mooney. All right, Amanda, you get another tiebreaker.
Another one, man. Lucky
all
you.
Right,
lucky
well, you. Don't hate me.
That's the tiebreaker for.
I'm gonna go with Jim Carrey. I agree with everything everybody's saying, but for me, Jim Carrey, the overall, I quote some of his movies. I quote one of his movies at least once a week, and so to me, that's a good testament to how. You know, whether he wrote him or not, just how funny a performer and whatever he is. So again,
I'm not mad at Jim Carrey winning. Because I'm okay with that. If it was somebody else being Paul Mooney, I'll be pissed. but I'm not mad at Jim Carrey winning. All right. CJ, Fluffy or Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy.
Dwayne,
Fluffy. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Did anybody else pick Fluffy or Eddie Murphy? Fluffy. Fluffy.
I'm not saying fuck Fluffy. I'm just saying there's no contest for Eddie Murphy.
He shouldn't have been this far in the fucking
first place. Wait, you don't
I'm
like
not
him?
Saying all of that.
No, I don't. Fuck him.
That was a rhetorical question.
Jesus. Fuck him.
So next time he comes to town, I'm buying you and I tickets, but I'm not telling you where I'm taking you. I'm going, hey, bro, we going out. get the car. We going out.
Listen,
I don't have bail money.
No.
Right?
I got a phone with Uber. All right. As soon as if I see fucking Fluffy's in the marquee. I'm going to turn that app on.
I can also run way faster scared than you can mad. So, you know.
Yeah. No.
I won't
touch you. I won't touch
you. You got blindfolded and bring him in.
Surprise. No way in hell. Yeah. No way in God's name. All right, anyway.
That's a very romantic surprise. Taking them to shows and stuff. You guys are great friends.
All right. All right, Dwayne, Lenny Bruce or George Carlin?
Time out, Evan. Fluffy is not the Hispanic goat.
George Lopez is the Hispanic goat.
Right?
George Lopez is the Hispanic goat, and I'm almost offended that he's not on this bracket because
I was sad that he wasn't.
Fucking hilarious. George Lopez should have replaced Fluffy on this bracket, and this
and whole I would have been
out a lot different.
Sorry, Evan.
Well, no. So, sorry. George Lopez would have definitely been on that same spot, but nobody in their right mind could pick George Lopez over fucking Eddie Murphy.
It would have ended the same way.
Yeah, I'm still picking Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
But nobody's picking Fluffy either.
There's very few people, I think, that go up against Eddie Murphy and can win.
And I'm kind of offended too, because I think Cheech is the Hispanic ghost.
Cheech Marin is hilarious. Yeah.
True.
All right, Dwayne. Lenny Bruce or George Carlin? All right, I got George Carlin as well. Amanda?
George Carlin.
Did anybody else pick anybody but George Carlin?
I picked Jorge.
Yeah, that's
okay. All right, you pick Jorge. All right. it's on me. It's Red Fox versus Martin Lawrence. This is hard as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. This right here is the hardest thing on this bracket. Damn. Yeah.
Damn,
Gina.
This is gross. I'm going to go Martin. Now, when we did the funniest TV characters, I had Red Fox winning that whole thing. I had Fred Sanford winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was fucking hilarious. I think Sanford and Son is a funnier show than Martin. Hmm. However, though, I do think that Martin, how Martin gets it is movies.
Right.
Martin movies, because I only remember Red Fox in two movies, I think. And that was, and one of them was Harlem Nights. I love Harlem Nights, but.
Blind ass poker.
I love Harlem Nights. Hilarious. Mm-hmm.
But
that movie is so underrated.
But Martin, House Party, like everything, like Martin. So I'm going to go Martin.
Even the Bad Boys movies, yeah.
Bad Boys, funny.
So I'm going to go Martin, but it's not like it's by hair though. It's like literally by hair. Mm. So Martin wins. Amanda's on you.
I am also going to go with Martin. Again, reluctantly, but I think he's a little bit better.
All right, Cam.
You literally changed my mind during your. Doing your explanation, because I'm like, mm-hmm. Dang, I guess you're right, because otherwise I've like read Roasting in his show is almost like a precursor to Martin Roasting Pam and Martin. And so I was just like, I was just about to give it to Red, and I was like, oh right, movies. And so I will give it to Martin.
All right, Martin wins. Amanda, Wanda Sykes or Bernie Mac?
Oh, I don't like this. I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to go with Bernie.
All right, Cam.
Bernie.
CJ.
Bernie.
Bernie wins. Cam, Richard Pryor or Roddy Dangerfield?
Richard Pryor.
CJ.
Richard Pryor.
Dwayne?
Richard Dangerfield. Rodney Pryor. Richard Pryor. You got to have it.
So Richard Pryor wins for me. However, though, it is not as far as people think it is. Because, again, Rodney Dangerfield, me looking up, his stand-ups are fucking hilarious as well, though.
Yeah.
So Rodney.
For real?
Yeah. So Rodney is funny. But Richard is fucking Richard. So Richard Pryor wins.
Cam.
Dave Chappelle. Or Robin Williams.
Dave Chappelle.
CJ, Dave Chappelle or Robin Chappelle. Williams?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
Dwayne, Dave Chappelle.
Robin Williams.
All right. Dave Chappelle wins. Dave Chappelle wins. CJ, Jim Carrey or Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy.
Dwayne.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie wins. Do anybody else have Jim Carrey?
No.
No, not one.
All right. Dwayne, Martin Lawrence or George Carlin?
George Carlin.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going Martin Lawrence. I'm going Martin Lawrence here. Going Martin Lawrence here. Again, overall body of work. Oh, no, George Carlin's stand-up, I will agree, reluctantly, that his stand-up is better. George Carlin's stand-up is better, especially the seven words you can't say. Mm. Still one of the classics of all classics.
Yeah.
However, though, TV show and movies, Mark got that hands down. There's nothing that George Carlin has done to compete with Martin's TV show, which is the Martin and...
All right, you changed everybody's mind the last time. Not
I'm just saying. So I'm
going to... He's not changing mine.
All right, go ahead, Amanda.
George Carlin.
All right. Yeah. Cam.
It's not George Carlin. I'm so sorry. it's not.
It's on me. Richard Pryor, Bernie Mac. Now, I was joking last time, but I'm not joking this time. I am going with Bernie Mac, actually. I am going with Bernie Mac this time because, to me, Bernie Mac is overall funnier to me than Richard Pryor. I know that's blasphemous. I understand that. But Bernie Mac is definitely funnier to me than Richard Pryor is. I'm not saying Richard Pryor is not funny. I'm just saying that Bernie Mac is funnier. So I'm going to go with Bernie Mac for this one. Amanda's on you.
Richard Pryor.
Cam.
It's going to be trouble.
Trouble.
Shut down. It's Bernie Mac. It's Bernie Mac.
All right. CJ, Bernie Mac or Richard Pryor?
I have to go with Bernie Mac. Because he also had the Bernie Mac show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, don't get me wrong. Richard Pryor had a show, too. I mean, and it was funny as well. Several. But I do think Bernie Mac show was underrated.
Yeah, it really was.
We had Final Four. All right.
On recount.
All right. No, this Final Four is tight, though.
Amanda, so you first. Dave Chappelle or Eddie Murphy?
Without Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, I think we don't get a lot of the people we have today, including Dave Chappelle, so I have to go with Eddie Murphy.
So before you say that, because like I said, it's teamed up by Paul.
Too late. She already said
that. No, sorry.
Before, you're going to change my mind.
I'm not trying to change my mind. But before Cam goes, you can see that same argument for Paul Mooney for Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor because he wrote for them both.
But it's not just about the writing. It's about the getting out there and saying, I mean, Eddie Murphy Raw, like how many people watched that and were like, what the fuck did I just watch? Did that really just happen? Like it's not just about, I get what you're saying, but it's also about getting out there, delivering the jokes, making the performances. And I think that he's a pioneer that allowed us to have people like Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and whoever else. So just my opinion, but I think
all right, Cam.
I get what she's saying. And for half a second, I almost was like, but the answer will always be Dave Chappelle. And that's why this bracket was so easy for me to do. Because I know regardless who's going to end up winning for me, Dave Chappelle is it. Dave Chappelle is it. That's it. That's the whole sentence.
All right, CJ.
I'm sorry, I'm going with Eddie Murphy.
You are disowned.
All right, Dwayne.
So am I the...
No.
Tiebreaker.
Eddie Murphy, though, so...
All right, Eddie Murphy wins. All right, Cam, Bernie Mac or Martin Lawrence?
You guys just ruined everything for me. Like, this is the first time, like, you guys ruined my, like, bracket and I actually care about it. Like,
Because,
no, a lot of times you be like, you guys busted my bracket. You guys will be so upset. I was like, my best bracket been fucked up, so I don't care. Like, I usually never agree, like, 100% with, you know, you guys. So I always expect my bracket to be busted. But I was so sure Dave Chappelle was going to win. So I'm kind of really, really, really sad. No, I love you guys too. I don't think you guys are invited to the cookout no more. But even, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I've been waiting my whole life for an invite.
I was going to make hot tub soup with you, but I guess we ain't doing that now.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what?
It's a hot tub soup.
Did you say hot tub soup?
All right, Cam.
Wow.
Look, Cam just signed out. She was like, nope, I'm done.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's like,
that's how I was just like, let me bring it back. Dre, ask me again.
All right, Bernie Mac or Martin Lawrence?
Bernie Mac.
All right, CJ.
It hurt to say.
Shit.
Not shit.
Yeah.
Not one of the options.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Martin Lawrence. I'm going to have my own cookout, damn it. I'm going to have some bland-ass steamed food, and I'm going to be miserable, too.
Hey, I'm actually teasing my food, so invite me.
All right, listen, so
I'm not like
wait. Say that sentence again.
No, I'm saying I'm not like the other white people. I season my food. Bring some food.
Day said my cookout privileges have been revoked. I said I'm gonna have my own damn cookout, and I'm gonna have some bland ass steamed meat and some unseasoned, just no nothing at all seasoned on it, no flavor.
Okay, you got that.
That sounds like you're punishing yourself.
He about to boil some chicken.
Right, y'all know me way better than that.
All right, listen. All right, shit. So Kim had
racism. Fucking nothing. Never. Fucking never.
All right, listen. So Kim had Bernie Mac. CJ had Eddie Martin Lawrence. Sorry, Dwayne's on you.
I'm gonna go with Bernard McNugget.
And Bernie Mac wins. Listen. So at this point in time, when we say our final four, but I'm not gonna lie to you, I forgot who my final four was. So we're gonna say who we had winning. I'm pretty sure nobody had these two in the final two. So we're gonna say who we had winning here. I'm not gonna lie, I had Dave Chappelle winning the whole thing. I did. I had Dave Chappelle win the whole thing. I think that Dave Chappelle is the GOAT, the honest truth, for everything he did, shows, some movies, and stand up. Dave Chappelle is, to me, greatest of all time. So I had Dave Chappelle winning. Amanda, who you have winning?
I have Eddie Murphy winning.
Oh shit! Oh, okay. All right, Cam, who you have winning?
You already know I had Dave Chappelle whooping everybody ass.
We broke her heart.
All right, CJ.
I had Eddie Murphy winning.
All right, and Dwayne.
I actually had Robin Williams against Richard Pryor, with Robin Williams winning.
All right. They said Richard Pryor went for the win.
All right, here we go. Amanda, Eddie Murphy, Bernie Mac. You already said your answer already. So, all right,
Cam,
Eddie Murphy or Bernie Mac?
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Again, because this is not what I had set up. So
yeah. my bank account ain't set up for this right now.
Eddie Murphy or Bernie Mac? I'm gonna go with Eddie Murphy.
Well, I already know who TJ had, so Eddie Murphy wins. Yes. But Dwayne, who'd you have?
I mean, here I have to pick Axel Foley.
Well, I didn't say this. I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers, because I'll pick Bernie Mac here. Bernie Mac, listen. Bernie Mac alone, listen. I will pick Bernie Mac here out of protest.
What you're saying is you're not going to fall to the banana in the top.
Two of your top five favorite movies are
Eddie Murphy. You're damn right.
Off a banana and
yeah, and listen, coming to America and Harlem Nights is 1 and 3. Two of the top three movies of all time, actually. And I am going to go with Bernie Mac, though. Because overall, I think Bernie Mac is funnier to me. And this is true. I'm not just playing around. But Bernie Mac is funnier to me. Even in his small roles, even Above the Room, he was funny to me.
I chose Eddie was because of the fact that he's played other characters that were funny. Well, it was still him, obviously, dressed as other people. But I gave him credit for that because I don't think I've ever seen Bernie do that.
The Jewish guy in the barbershop.
It legit was tied.
Yeah.
Like when Eddie Murphy plays a Jewish white dude in the barbershop.
He's like, uh-huh.
I was absolutely just, I was gone. I was like, that's it. It's just, this movie's amazing.
What do you know, you bastard?
I don't know. You ain't never met no Dr. Martin Luther the King.
You are. You know that word is the king. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
That boy's good.
That boy's good. Yo, real shit. Yo, real shit. B.O.B. has a song called Sexual Chocolate. And it's fucking hilarious. Like, no, sorry. It's called Soul Glow. And it's a remix of like all of the clips on Coming to America. And it's fucking great. All right. Taste the soup. Says that. Where's the spoon? Ha ha.
I also love Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live when he did the
Mr. Robinson.
James
Mr.
Brown, Robinson. No, the James Brown celebrity hot tub party.
His hot tub.
Oh no!
All right, so that was ours, our bracket. Even though Dave Spell should have won. we want to thank Amanda for coming on again. Thank you so much for coming on again. We will actually see Amanda tomorrow when we do the superhero movie bracket, the 104 superhero movie bracket. CJ normally will be on that show, but he can't again tomorrow because he has some other things he has to deal with. So you will get me, you will get Dwayne, you will get Amanda, and you will get Jeremy from the Bracket Bastards podcast.
How'd you say that?
Jeremy?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Jeremy. A little Jeremy.
Like Jeremy. Jeremy. Yeah, that Jeremy guy.
The guy got that cocoa 1-9.
Picking his nose?
got the cocoa 1-9. All right, Amanda.
Got the Rona.
Do me a favor. Tell me.
I thought we were raving.
Yeah, right. Listen, Amanda, tell us about your podcast again and where can we find it?
Okay, thank you. So my podcast is The Sip List, and again, it's a top five countdown of whatever you want to talk about. Dre just came on and we did buddy cop movies. That was fun. And it's
hey everywhere. Baby, want some rotten cotton? Sorry, I gotta keep saying that.
I can't believe I didn't have that on my list. Like, I completely forgot about it.
Such a funny-ass movie, man.
Yeah, that movie was amazing.
But yeah, go check that out. We had a good time. And yeah, you can find me everywhere you get the podcasts and all over social media. I do have a question for tomorrow. Should I bring a Sip Libs along?
You can, actually. I won't mind it.
Are you guys interested in that?
Yeah, okay. If you could find a superhero one, that's great.
I have some.
All right. Okay.
Sweet.
All right. So stay tuned for next week where we will have the, we'll be doing the best comedy from the year 1988 with the $2 late fee podcast. All right. And actually, this is actually harder than what I realized because all these are bangers. The we picked, I saw the one, I never watched that before, but four out of the five are bangers. So it should be interesting. Okay. That being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson. I don't have a funny ending because I'm tired of shit. These are my friends. say goodbye, friends.
Goodbye, friends.
Jesus, man.
Every time.
I love it. Genuinely love it. All right. I won't say I'm not disappointed. I'm just going to sit here and nurse my wounds. But that's okay. Camp can't be right all the time.
Airheads.
However,
you got to edit that out.
Thank you.
Just edit that out.
No, I need to be consoled because I really, 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 really thought I was finally going to get a
Put your head right here. It's okay.
And I was wrong. See? Yeah. But yes, shout out to everybody watching. Shout out to all the people tuned in. Hi, Evan, in the comments. It feels like Evan left the show and his life immediately got better. I feel really guilty about that. So, I was just like, I don't know.
If and I joined him. I feel
like it was us. Like, dang.
I think we hurt his feelings. Stuck. Fluffy.
Stuck, Fluffy.
So I was just like, Evan is just, never mind. Anyway, point is, shout out to everybody that tuned in. Love you guys. I hope I get a chance to win a bracket at some point, but that won't happen now that the bracket's being moved to another show. So I tried.
Come on that one now. See?
Yep.
You can come on my show. It's not about winning. It's just having fun.
It's always about winning.
I'm trying to make you feel better, damn, bro.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I do want to come on your show, though. But...
You can have a participation trophy. It's okay.
Boo. All right, listen, CJ, go ahead.
All right. Hey, it's your boy CJ, a.k.a. the guy who tells Kevin Hart he's too short to get on the ride.
But I'm,
okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Dwayne, and I have to go after all of CJ's shitty jokes every time.
yes, you do.
But on a slightly more serious note, heading into a holiday weekend, everybody be safe, whether you decide to celebrate Independence Day or not, for whatever reasons you do or don't do that. Clearly, I do, you know, but whatever. But yeah, be safe, you know, do things that are smart and don't get hurt and don't, you know, hurt anybody else. And, you know, just mind your business and be normal and love each other.
All right, Amanda.
Yeah, to piggyback off that for a second, I work in eye care, and I will tell you, 4th of July is the most dangerous holiday for people with eyeballs, which is hopefully all of us. So, yes, please be safe with your fireworks and whatever else you're doing. And, yeah, enjoy your weekend. My daughter turns 18 on July 4th, so that's what we'll be celebrating. Thank you.
Great movie, too.
I do want to add, while we're asking people to be safe and to be careful with their eyes, please walk, because we don't need no additional car claims. We're busy already.
All right. With that being said, fuck Fluffy. We out.